And Michael Thompson's here because it's Wednesday, so yeah. We've got a three-man weave going on. And one of the stories that I wanted to ask you two about broke yesterday. New York Knicks center Nerlens Noel has filed a lawsuit against his former agent, Rich Paul, and his firm, Clutch Sports. Rich represents a lot of the Lakers, by the way. Noel claims he lost $58 million in potential salary when he was represented by Clutch from 2017 through 2020. Now, this is a long document, and it's all drawn out. The gist of it is that Noel was offered a four-year, $70 million deal by the Mavericks. And he fired his agent, hired Rich Paul. The two of them decided not to take it and roll the dice. It didn't work out. Michael, I'll start with you. I've always been in the impression, we all have had agents, all three of us.
Yep.
That no matter what, the agent's role is to negotiate and advise. But the buck stops with me. All final decisions are up to me. I would never then turn around and blame the agent, even if he told me not to take it. I think Noel's lawsuit is ridiculous. What do you think?
I would throw this lawsuit out to Ramona and Lindsay and Jorge just for a young man being stupid. This kind of story drives me crazy. Nerlens Noel, more like Nerlens No Clue. This is definitely 100% his fault. A player, Ramona, must know his value and his status in the league. When this was happening, I remember watching this, following this closely. Mm-hmm. Noel should have realized his worth, his value. He thought he should be paid like he was an all-star when he clearly was not at that level. $16 million a year for a role player? Talk about hitting the mega lottery. He should have cut his finger and signed that deal from Dallas in blood as soon as Mark Cuban was stupid enough to put it in front of him. Ramona, I couldn't believe he turned that down at the time.
Ramona, and let me add here, too, that Rich Paul, by the way, worked his way up from nothing. Rich Paul represents not only LeBron, Ben Simmons. He's got KCP. He's got Talen Horton Tucker. Rich probably has 50 clients now. So to suggest that this somehow, that Nerlens, that there's incompetence on behalf of the agent, to me, is absurd. What do you think, Momo?
Well, I think there's no chance this wins in court. This is basically just bad PR for both people, okay? Generally speaking, it's like you're exactly right, John. You make the final decisions on deals. And there's a part where, like, you have to trust your agent and, like, hey, what do you think's going to happen? And do you think they'll pull it? Or you think and I think the part that's damaging in terms of the PR is not that he passed on the 70, because everybody knows that. That's a sort of infamous story around the league.
Well, Dennis Schroeder just did it.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder, okay? And I think a lot of people assume, like, oh, it's Dennis Schroeder's agent's fault. I actually don't think it is. I think this was Dennis's fault.
Yeah.
I think this agent told him to take it. Now, that's what I'm going to hear now in retrospect, et cetera. But I think Dennis, you know, Dennis made those comments afterwards where he said, you know, I own a team in Germany and I understand how value is, like, it's all business. And, like, I think he read the situation as, I have a ton of leverage. The Lakers can't replace me. And they, you know, even though this is a really good deal, I can get more because they'll have to just pay me because they don't have any other options. What he did not see was the rug being pulled out from under him by the Russell Westbrook trade. Okay. That just made everything go away. And I think that's on him. I don't know if his agent will still be his agent after this, but I think it was on Dennis. I really do think it was his choice.
Totally on the player.
Yep, it's on the player. Now, on Nerlens' issue, the issue with Rich on this is the stuff that I think is more damaging is what happens after. We're like, oh, he didn't try to get me a deal with Oklahoma City, or they called about me, but I was told they didn't call me back. I have no idea how you could ever prove that.
Ramona, let me jump in here too. Isn't part of this that Noel didn't pay his commission on the deal that they did negotiate?
Well, later on.
Right.
So I think there was a couple of deals in between, and he did a minimum deal with the Knicks last year, which he actually made good on. I mean, he did a really good job last year. He was one of the defense. I think he finished in the voting for Defensive Player of the Year, right? Like they had one of the best defense in the league. He gets a lot of credit for that. He ends up signing with a new agent and did a new deal, but he didn't pay his $200,000 commission on the minimum deal he got last year, which, I don't know, part of me says you should always pay your commission no matter what. But another party says he has a right to be disappointed that he thought he was getting a lot of money. And if he doesn't feel like his agent was working for him and doing all that, like, I could see why you'd sort of in spite not pay your commission. I've had agents where they say, if, you know, if we can't make you, if we can't prove our value, right? Like, generally the standard NBA agent commission is like 3 to 4%. If we can't get you that much, if you're just getting minimum deals, you're not getting whatever, like, you're not demonstrating a lot of value as an agent, right? Same in our business. If they can't demonstrate their value, why am I going to pay you commission?
Well,
it's basically coming out of my raise. Like, if I'm just getting a 2% raise, then why am I going to pay you 4%?
Well,
I'll get that myself.
He's made $27 million to date, and now he just signed a 4-year, 30-something million. So he's getting closer to making up the 70 that he turned down. So if he stays healthy, I guess he'll make it up over the long run.
I guess, Michael, I'm like you. I get really frustrated from stories like this because he had the ability to do whatever he wanted. There is, you know, Rich Paul can't sign for him.
Right.
He has to either sign or not sign. And so to blame your agent for a deal that you turned down,
yep.
even if the agent told you, hey, I think I can get you more money, at the end of the day, it's your contract. It's your career.
Yeah.
You can't turn around and blame somebody else for this.
Ramona and Lindsay, these guys and Jorge, it really comes down to guys in the league. The money is so crazy, they lose perspective on how much $16 million a year is. Or, in Dennis's case, $21 million a year. They lose perspective how much money that is. They see a guy down the street, oh, he got 100, so I got to get 100.
Well,
no, get 84 if that's all you can get. Yeah. What are you doing?
Okay, so to put this whole conversation in perspective, Michael, you were the number one overall pick in the 1978 draft.
And
right?
I lived on peanuts. I signed a 5-year contract for $1.25 million a year. That is $250,000 a year, Ramona. Who could live on that kind of money?
Okay, so but to draw a parallel to it, Anthony Edwards or Zion, one of the recent number one picks, got what?
Let's see. They get a 4-year deal. When you're the number one pick, like Cade Cunningham, I think he got like 4 years, $40 million, something like that, somewhere around there.
So
but you know what though?
You got $1 million.
But when I came
in,
yeah,
40.
But when I came in the league, Ramona, guys 10 years before me were saying, "Can you believe what Thompson got?" You know, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
The minimum salary back then, when I came in the league, guess you know what the minimum salary was in the NBA back then, Ramona, 1978. What do you think it was?
1978. I would say
$75,000. Are you kidding me? $30,000 a year.
Wow.
Whoa,
that was the
really?
Minimum salary in the NBA.
Had guys on your team making 30?
Yeah, Michael Cooper was making that because he came in as a late round pick and he was making the league minimum.
Dang.
You know, and so 30,000. But you know what, though? It's all relative because I bought my Mercedes Benz. I got like the 450 Mercedes, the top of the line Mercedes you can get. I paid $30,000 for it.
No
back
kidding.
Back in 1978. So it's all relative. I remember back in 1978, you could get a house in Bell and Brentwood for $200,000.
All right. So what year was Clay's rookie year?
11.
All right. Did his rookie contract pay him as much as you made in your whole contract?
In 1 year.
He got
$2.1 million his first year. I made like $5-6 million over the course of my – but by his third year, he'd already made what I had made in 13 years.
Oh, man.
It's a different world now. The NBA, which is good. I'm glad, happy for all these young men who get all this money, but they got to realize how much it is and stop letting greed mess up their minds.
Hey, by the way, I haven't asked you in a while. How is Clay physically? Is he like on track to come back around Christmas still?
Didn't you see the latest video he put out yesterday?
No.
Everybody's talking about it. He was out there.
Yeah, even KD was talking about it.
Yeah, Lindsay, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it for sure. Yeah,
Michael, is there a possibility he could start the season?
No, the Warriors already announced that he'll start. Like Ramona said the jump last week.
Yep.
The jump, whatever happened to that. Anyway, Ramona said on the jump that Clay's going to play around Christmas time, and I think that's what they're scheduling or looking
for. Yeah, so basically what I was told when I called around and asked about this, Michael, was Christmas is like the conservative target.
Yeah.
So he's doing good, right? But then he's got to – you know, ramp back up, and it's a conditioning thing. And so you kind of put a conservative target out there. So if he comes back a week or two before that, then, you know, then that's great.
Yeah.
I think that would probably be the latest he comes back.
Right.
Maybe even like a little bit before that. We'll see.
Check out his workout video, Ireland.
I will.
It's all over.
Yeah, he drained like 10 straight three-pointers.
I'm talking about draining them by running on the baseline, Ireland, not just standing.
Michael, that's nine more than you made in your whole career.
You keep saying that. I keep telling you, Ramona, when I took threes in my day, right? Number one, we weren't allowed to take them.
No!
You can yell that.
No. So when I did take a three, Ramona, they were from like three-quarter court with the shot clock winding down. You understand?
Steph would have made them.
he makes 10% of those or something. I know. So I made like one out of 12 that Ireland keeps bringing up. My toes weren't on the three-point line, Ireland.
My only point is that Clay is one of the great shooters in NBA history, and he obviously got it from Julie.
Well, that's true.
Because you did not have a three-point.
Well, wait a minute. I could, you know, if I was playing today, Ireland, Lindsey and Ramona and Jorge, if
You'd
I was playing
to
today,
a three.
I could make threes easily in practice, but I would be definitely expand that part of my game because that's required now.
Yeah.
But 40 years ago, if a big guy took a shot outside of 15 feet, the coach would bench you.
All right, Michael mentioned the jump. There is news about the jump that we will share with you coming up. And did the Rams do enough today to fix their running back problem? We'll get into that.
You know the thing about Sonny Michel?
Yeah, they signed him today. They traded for him today.
Every time I know heard his name, you know what I always remind me of?
What?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay, good.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, Mason and Ireland, Ramona Shelburne in for Mason this week. It's Wednesday, so Michael Thompson's hanging out with us. Michael, you got a game for today?
Yes, today's game is about riddles. You know what? Oh. In this game, whoever's going to win this game is probably going to win with three. These riddles are going to – they're easy.
I'm
they're
great
obvious.
At riddles.
You're good at riddles? All right, Lindsey, you're the favorite then.
Bring it on. That's what I
say. I think I won the last riddle.
I'll give you a sample. Here's one of the riddles.
Okay.
See if Lindsey gets this, since she's so good.
What if I get it?
Well, that'll do.
You know.
All right, here you go.
Well, you know.
Lindsey, Ramona, Ireland, Jorge, what gets wet when it dries?
What gets wet?
When it dries.
A guy at the car wash.
Lindsey?
A sponge.
Oh, that's good, Lindsey. That's a good answer.
That is a good guess. I don't know.
A towel.
Oh, same thing as a sponge.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're right. But I was close. Yeah, I was on the right path.
But there you go. See, right so I'll take that one out of the thing.
Okay.
Since
all right, good. That'll be fun. That's coming up at 3:40. Michael mentioned the jump.
Yeah. What happened?
Big news today.
I like that show.
So did I. Ramona was on it a lot. ESPN announced they're canceling the jump.
Ramona, what'd you do?
Rachel Nichols, who has been the host of the jump ever since it started, tweeted this. Got to create a whole show and spend 5 years hanging out with some of my favorite people, talking about one of my favorite things. An eternal thank you to our amazing producers and crew. The jump was never built to last forever, but it sure was fun.
Really?
More to come.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I like the jump. I thought it was perfect for the NBA.
Yeah. Ramona, you were on the jump hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Surprised?
I think I was. You're always surprised when something like that really happens, right? It's like when we talk about big moves that happen in the NBA or trades or people getting fired. Like, you know, you hear stuff, but then when it actually happens, you're like, oh, wow, it actually happened. I think there'll be, as Rachel says, more to come. I think that's not the last you're going to hear from Rachel. I don't know what she does next. I don't know what her plans are.
Right.
She's a friend of mine, so I don't want to.
Right. And by the way, friend of the show, we like Rachel a lot. So what?
But I do think we'll have a daily NBA show. I do think it.
Okay. They'll just reinvent it.
Yeah. It'll just be reinvented to call something different, you know, do something new with it. Do call it something different.
What should we call it? You got a name for it, Ramona?
The dribble.
The dribble. How about the crossover?
Okay, that's good. Yeah, people do that. Yeah, I mean, there's some kind of basketball name, right?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I think we'll have a daily NBA show because NBA is a big thing at our network and around the world. So I'm pretty sure that'll come back pretty soon. It's just a question of, you know, who's going to be on it, how it's going to go, where it's going to be taped from, all that good stuff. But you know, with Rachel, like I'll say this.
I'll make a prediction. Malika Andrews will be the hostess.
She's great. Yeah, she
did a good job last week. I don't know what happens with it. She was great at doing that. But I'll say this for Rachel, like she really made that show, and I think she worked really incredibly hard. She's a really good writer, reporter, voice. She cared very deeply.
You know,
about
she
the
was
NBA.
A writer for the Washington Post before she ever started doing TV.
Yep.
So she's one of those tool players like you, Ramona. You were you were a writer when you started.
Well, how many shows you been on, Michael? You've been on a million shows, right? Like, you know, John, you've been on shows. They all have different names. And they change cast sometimes. John, you were there was like a Mason in Ireland that you guys you had different names of it, right? But
we've been on in every time slot under every different name. And there'll be you're right. Yeah. There'll be some type of NBA thing. So you can read
and
more
Rachel
about it.
Something else. She'll just be on something called a different name.
Right.
You know, that's how these things go in our business, right?
Okay. No, by the way, Michael, another news today. You're the biggest tennis fan I know.
Yes.
Serena Williams pulled out of the U.S. Open. You still going to watch?
Oh, yeah, because I love tennis, and the U.S. Open is one of the biggest.
That means no Federer, no Nadal, no Serena.
Yeah, it's called age, Ireland. They're all getting old. Serena's going to be 40. Nadal's 30, late 30s. Federer's 40, so age is catching up to him. But the young ones are fun to watch, too.
Kind of opens the door for Djokovic to kind of waltz through, right?
Yeah, but he's got some competition because they got some young boys in the top 10 who are really good.
All right, so that starts today in New York and goes on for the next couple of weeks. That's on ESPN. Mm-hmm. All right, Michael, you watch more football than anybody I know.
Well
except maybe Stu.
Yeah, Stu. That guy's nuts. Ramona, he'll watch a Division III game on Saturdays.
Yeah. Right,
so when the Rams lost Cam Akers, who was figured to be the number one running back on what a lot of people think is a Super Bowl team this year, they have the number one defense in the NFL. They have Aaron Donald. They have Jalen Ramsey. They went out and spent a bunch of money to get Matthew Stafford, and then they lose their leading rusher from last season, Cam Akers. Today, they went out and traded for Sony Michel.
Famous for?
Was in the same backfield in college with Chubb and Gurley, right?
No, I'll give you another hint. 2018 draft pick number 31.
Right before Lamar?
That's right. Right before Lamar.
Oh.
Lamar could have been a Patriot. Can you believe that? How did that work out for you, Belichick?
Well, Michael, you're about 50-50 on your quarterback
picks. 50? Don't listen to Mason's propaganda.
No, wait a minute. You were so far ahead of the curve on Lamar Jackson. You told people that you would take him if you had the number one pick, that he was going to be a future MVP.
Yep.
You absolutely know. You also went all in on Tim Tebow. You went all in on Vince Young.
Now, wait a minute. Let me defend myself about Vince Young. Came in and was Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
And showed a lot of potential when he was with Tennessee. He played well, but the knucklehead off-the-court things got to him. Wasn't his football talent. And he even says that. He lived a stupid life off the field that caught up with him.
But if you were my GM, you would have nailed the Lamar Jackson pick.
Yeah.
You would have nailed the Christian McCaffrey pick. You would have taken him. So that's you get me two Pro Bowlers with that. And then I'd have out of the league with Tebow and Vince Young.
But Tebow, see, that's the thing about people like you and Bill Polian. You guys get hung up on this traditional, you got to stay in the pocket like a 6'5" statue. Tebow could play. He just was unorthodox.
Can play, Mike.
He won. He took the Broncos to the
playoffs. I think he can play too.
Yeah, he took the Broncos to the playoffs, Ireland. What are you talking about? Because of him.
If he could play, he would have had a career in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He played for four different teams and it didn't stick. You think Bill Belichick can't spot talent?
Because everybody wanted to turn him into a left-handed Peyton Manning, and that wasn't his game.
Yeah, I think you were 2 for 4, but the two you hit on were very, very big.
2 for 4? Who else did I miss out on besides you?
Tebow and Vince Young you missed.
But Vince
McCaffrey
could,
and Lamar Jackson you hit.
No, but Vince Young could play. Wasn't his football skills wasn't a problem.
Right, but he's out of the league in 5 years.
Yeah, because
difference does it make? If he's out of the league in 5 years, you blew the pick.
But if you weren't wrong about a guy's skills, who's that? What do you got there? I was right about Tom Brady, too. Didn't I tell you about the Tom Brady thing last week?
Please.
I swear. I saw him play in Michigan. Now, I didn't say he was going to be the number one pick, but I always said that kid could play in the NFL.
Right,
so I used to watch him play at Michigan against Minnesota.
Answer, Michael, honest answer. Where were you on Johnny Manziel?
Oh, I love Johnny Manziel. But again, that's another guy who's a knucklehead off the field.
But don't you have to take that into account when you draft a guy?
Yeah, I know. You would hope that he would mature and understand his opportunity, but some guys never don't realize
it. Let me get to the Rams thing because I want your opinion on this. I loved the Sony Michel trade. I think that Lesney talked about it today. He fits right into their scheme. I think he's a good fill-in for Cam Akers. If I were the Rams, Michael, I would sign. They're both sitting out there doing nothing. I would sign either Adrian Peterson or LeSean McCoy just to add running back depth.
Yeah.
Or do the Rams have enough now that they've traded for Sony Michel?
They probably have enough. I mean, you know, you're talking about two guys who are going to just come in and be bit players, and Peterson and McCoy. So, but the other guys that got on the roster, they do running back by committee anyway, so they got enough.
Ramona, what do you think? Would you sign one of those big names or just roll with what you got?
I don't know that I would sign one of the big names, to be honest. Like, there's a reason they don't have jobs, and, like, they're, you know, running backs, like, they both semi-productive last year, but I, like, there's a part of me that says Sean McVay knows his offense and what type of running back he needs really, really, you know, pretty deeply. Like, he went and found that, who was that, C.J. Anderson a couple years ago? Like, he just finds these guys. So I don't know that you need to get a big name, just get a big name.
You know, these running backs today, too, guys, they're not, like, extra special. They're not Walter Payton and Jim Brown and Eric Dickerson. These guys are all kind of run-of-the-mill running backs. I mean, like, who are the four best running backs in the NFL right now? Can you name them right off the top yet? Besides Derrick Henry, who are the other three?
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's two.
Yeah, Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
Three. And who's the fourth?
Saquon Barkley.
Okay, and after that, you got to search
around.
I
don't know that you can go to Saquon because he's been hurt so much,
yeah.
Right?
He's got to come back, yeah.
Michael, if you make me take off Saquon Barkley, I'd put in Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, like back in, remember, Alan, we were growing up. It was like
every team had one.
Great running back, because that was how the game was played. Now, you just got to be a serviceable back.
Is Ezekiel Elliott still an elite back?
Not. We'll have to see this year, because last year he was kind of, ugh. He kept fumbling the ball.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they come up. What about Chris Carson in Seattle? Does he count?
Not yet. He's not elite.
Okay. All right. coming up, we still have Game of Games. We still have Lie of the Day. Michael's game is the Game of Games. And Michael always comes up with great games. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, if somebody takes a picture of you when you're a baby, all right, so you're an infant, and that picture goes on to become world famous, can you sue? Mm. If you're the baby, can you sue?
But
it's happening.
But you heard why he's suing.
Well, we'll get into it next, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, we are one segment away from Game of Games and Lie of the Day. Michael's got the game, Lindsay's got the lie. And before we get to that, there's a very famous album by the band Nirvana called Nevermind. Next month marks its 30th anniversary. Came out in 1992. On the cover of Nevermind is a baby swimming in a pool. And the baby is naked. So, you know, you can see his private parts.
Yep.
His little pee-pee.
Yes. The baby's name, the kid who was photographed, is Spencer Eldon. And Spencer Eldon is now suing the members of Nirvana, asking for $150,000 in damages from each defendant. That includes former Nirvana members Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Chad Canning, Kurt Cobain's widow Courtney Love, and two other managers of his estate, the photographer, a guy named Kirk Weddle, and the art director, plus Geffen Records, Warner Records, and Universal Music Group. The lawsuit also requests a trial by jury. Wow. Ramona, does this guy, the baby, the naked baby, have a case?
Well, who allowed his photo to be used? Was it his parents?
I'm assuming.
No. He claims neither him or his parents authorized that photograph, and that the photographer that took it, you know, I guess he's the one who says, no, when I took this photo, I got all the rights to it. But they claim that they never authorized it to be used on the album cover.
Your issues with, right? It's the photographer, because I know how photography goes on these albums. There's no way the lawyers for their music label would let a photo like that be used unless they had all the rights. Unless
the photographer thought it would hold up legally. Yeah, the photographer, in most cases, in situations like that, when it's just like stock photos and whatnot, or whatever if they mm-hmm. shot it on purpose or whatever it is, the photographer like retains the rights, and then they turn around and they're able to sell it. And I know I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but at the end of the day, like, you know, the photographer can sell it to the label and make all the money off of it. And the parents, you know, as long as they agreed to take the photo, they're kind of screwed.
Michael, does the baby have a case?
No. If his parents gave them legal permission to use his picture, he had or has no say in it because he was a minor. And his parents had the right to say he could be used for the picture. So if his parents okayed it, he's got no case. And the judge should look at this case and go, never mind.
So Elton's parents were paid $200 for the photo, but never signed a release authorizing its use, according to the lawsuit. In past interviews, he has expressed mixed feelings over the photo, but had never described it as pornographic, while regularly celebrating its existence. Not only does he have a Nevermind tattoo emblazoned across his chest, he's also recreated the pose on several occasions, always wearing a swimsuit to mark the album's major anniversaries.
Yeah, so he doesn't seem to be too bothered by it, does he?
He never was before.
I get why he's upset.
Why?
Yeah, but I think his issues with the photographer, though.
Why does he suddenly want to sue that? I think what ended up happening
I'm
was...
I'm with Michael. I don't think there's a case.
No.
I don't think there is, because I think what ended up happening was, you know, this is 1994, back when this happened, or 93, and, like, people are just, like, willy-nilly about, like, photography contracts and whatnot, and he's like, here, the photographer's like... Here's $200 for the photo I took of your kid, and some band wants to use it, and they're probably just like, okay, whatever. And now here we are all these years later, and he found out how much money that album has made and how famous the photo has gotten, and he wants to use some of these new laws that involve, like, you know, sexual exploitation and stuff like that to try and sue them to get some of that money.
All right, let me get this in here before we go to a game of games. Michael, I wanted to ask you about Sha'Carri Richardson because you weren't here when we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
She likes to talk.
Uh-huh.
She's very fast. She had a chance to run against the three Jamaicans that went gold, silver, bronze at the Olympics.
Yep.
Of course, Sha'Carri was not allowed to compete at the Olympics because she failed a drug test. When she got a chance in the Prefontaine Games to run against him, she finished ninth, even though she talked before the race and she was still talking after the race. Are you still a fan of Sha'Carri Richardson, or does she need to tone it down?
Yeah, I like her. She's kind of like street, you know, but she talks a lot of trash. She is still fast, one of the fastest America has. She was rusty. She had missed a month or so because she must have been training, but she wasn't, match tough, match sharp, game sharp. So she got smoked by the Jamaicans. No shame in that because these are the three fastest women in the world, two of the fastest in history, and Shelly-Ann Fraser and Elaine Thompson, my niece. Elaine Thompson, hurrah. So Sha'Carri's young. She's 21.
That's your niece?
What's that?
Lily Ramona.
I wish. Like Lexi Thompson on the LPGA Tour, she's my niece too. Yep. So, but Sha'Carri, she's brash. She talks trash, and I like that. I mean, but she's got to back it up. But I like that she's so brash. I like it.
Michael, I am so with you on Sha'Carri. Oh. However, yesterday she started to test me. Okay.
Oh yeah, but what she said about Shelly Ann.
Okay,
well, first
Felix
of all, Momo, before
the Jimmy Kimmel Show,
Ramona, before you tell that story, here's exactly what Sha'Carri said right after the race.
This is one race. I'm not done. You know what I'm capable of. Count me out if you want to. Talk all the you want, because I'm here to stay.
All right, and then Ramona, you say she's continued to at least talk or tweet since then.
Allison Felix goes on the Jimmy Kimmel Show and she says, we need to support Sha'Carri and give her the help she needs. You know, it's like she's like being a Allyson Felix is the grand dame of track and field right now.
Pure
she
class.
Is the queen.
Yeah.
All class, all elegance. And for her to give you that endorsement and to like kind of, you know, Allyson Felix has spoken out a lot about people who have used performance enhancing drugs who, when she was racing against them and probably cost her some medals and all that. But like, Shikari didn't use PEDs. She just used weed. And Allison's kind of like, for her to weigh in and give her that public support, I think it's a pretty big deal. Okay. So Shikari goes on. Is it Shikari or Shikari?
Shikari.
Shikari. Okay. Shikari goes on Instagram and did a video yesterday that was like giving support, like kind of diminishing what Allison said, giving support on your TV show is not real support, basically.
What?
Okay. Yeah. And then today, there's some stuff that her Twitter account liked a sort of derogatory tweet about Jamaicans.
Yeah.
Like with some slurs and stuff.
Right.
Some racially insensitive thing. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might be going too far. Like all the people who are going to have your back, but you know, it's okay to talk trash. It's okay to be a little brash. Mm-hmm. That's all good. We like that about you. You're crossing the line right now.
Yeah. She needs someone to get in her ear and says, it's okay to be brash, like how Usain Bolt was brash, but he did it in a funny way, and he didn't put anybody else down.
Right. That's good advice. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, Game of Games. Michael's game today. It involves riddles.
Yes.
And we'll get you a lie of the day.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Game of Games time. In this month of August, it had tightened up yesterday. I got an important win, but Jorge is leading. He's got 5. Mason has 5. Lindsay has 2. I have 1. Ramona, you have 2, right?
I have 3.
You have 3.
No, I have 4. Didn't I win yesterday?
No, I won yesterday.
That's
all right.
Right,
but here's the good news. Today's worth 2, and it's Michael Thompson's game. Michael, what do you got?
All right, let's hear who's smart, dumb, or right in the middle, because today's game is solve the riddle. In this mind-bending game, let's find out who will hang their head in shame. I am here. I am here to make your minds bend. I'm not here to be your friend. So put on your thinking caps and see who can solve at least one riddle, perhaps. All right, number one. Listen closely. Just jump in if you know it with your name. This is a household item, something you all have in your house. What is tall when it is new and short when it's old? What is tall when it's new and short when it's old?
I think I got it. John.
Oh, John?
Tall when it's new, short when it's old. Is it a candle?
Yes.
Good, John.
Come on, Lindsay.
Come on, Lindsay.
I don't know if I'm gonna be good at this game.
I buy candles in jars, so that one doesn't make sense to me.
This is something we've all seen and admire. What is always running but never moves, has no mouth, but has a loud roar.
Momo. It's your alarm clock.
No.
Lindsay. Your air conditioning?
No. Always running, never moves, has no mouth, but a loud roar.
Jorge. It a waterfall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good, Jorge.
Is it what?
Waterfall.
Waterfall.
A waterfall. Okay.
We've all experienced this one. You don't have to be an athlete for this to happen. What do we all catch but not throw?
Momo. A cold.
Yes.
Oh, very good, Momo. All right, 1-1-1.
Come on, Lindsay. The person making it doesn't need it. The person buying it.
Jorge. A coffin.
Yes.
Oh, Jorge's up.
That's right. Jorge's
You've heard that
one
before.
No. It was a bet with a homeless. Well, it's a long story.
You made a bet with a homeless guy?
It's a long story.
Yes, he has heard that one before.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
What is so delicate, even saying its name will break it?
What is so delicate?
Even saying its name will break it.
How about this? Michael, John.
Yeah.
Quiet or silence?
Yes, silence.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good. I was like, egg? I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
What month has 28 days?
Momo.
Okay. Momo.
February.
No.
Lindsay. All of them.
Yes.
Oh, oh Lindsay, yes. Good.
What?
All of them, Momo. They all have 28 days.
Oh, that was great.
What goes up but never down? What goes up but never down?
Lindsay. Momo.
Lindsay. I was there first.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Your age.
Yes.
I knew that
very
one.
Good. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me do a score update. Lindsay 2, Jorge 2, John 2, Momo 1. Go ahead, Mike.
How do you make the word one disappear?
How do you make the word one
disappear?
Jorge. You got an N in front of it. None. No?
Oh, no.
No? Ah. Oh.
But you're on the right track.
Oh, John. Put the letter G in front of it.
Put the letter G, and it's gone. What belongs to you, Lindsay, but you cannot see, touch, or taste? What belongs to you, but you cannot see?
Jorge. Your breath. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't touch it.
Momo.
Your name.
No.
Why can't you say your name?
No. You're a...
Wait, what is it? You can't see it? What is it again?
What belongs to you, but you cannot see, touch, or taste? Because you can taste your breath.
Oh! John.
Lindsay.
John.
Lindsay.
Your voice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, wait a minute. Update. John 4. Who got the last one before that?
Jorge.
Jorge did. So, Jorge, you have
three. No, I did, because it was age.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, you have three?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you have to break to use?
What do you have to break to use?
Jorge. A glow stick.
No.
Lindsay.
But that's true.
The rules?
No. Something you cook.
What do you have to break
to use?
John.
Yes.
An egg?
Yes.
That's a good one.
And what job do you work less to get paid more?
Less.
And what job, and women and men can do this job.
Jorge.
And get paid a lot of money. Yes, Jorge.
Is it astronaut?
No.
Oh.
What job do you work less to get paid more, Ireland?
What job do you work less
to get paid more?
I don't know.
Anybody? Three.
Lindsay.
Two. Lindsay.
Retirement?
Nope. Pro golfer.
Oh.
The less you work, the more you get paid.
Okay.
What kind of room has no floor, no ceiling, no walls? What kind of room has no floor, no ceiling, no walls?
Think
of something you may cook.
Think of something. No floor,
no ceiling, no walls. What kind of room?
Oh, I got it. Momo.
Mushroom.
Oh, very good, Ramona.
That's a tricky one.
That was a good one.
A rooster lays an egg on the top of a roof. Which way does it roll?
Jorge. There's no rooster laying eggs.
That's right.
I was just going to say, the roosters can't lay eggs.
Well, you should have said so, Lindsay.
Oh, man, I feel like I just totally redeemed myself with that.
Okay, hold on. Scoreboard update. John 5, Jorge 3, Lindsay 3, Momo 2.
Two.
Michael, do four more.
This is something we've all enjoyed. What has no beginning, no end, and nothing in the middle?
Beginning.
No end.
No end.
And nothing in the middle. Something we've all enjoyed.
Does anybody know?
Three, two.
Give us a clue. Give us a clue.
John.
I just thought of it. Donut.
Yes. Yeah! What word becomes shorter when you add letters to it? What word becomes shorter when you add letters to it?
What word,
word becomes shorter when you add letters to it? What word?
Okay, this
Lindsay.
Might be
Lindsay.
Simple. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Short,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
Oh. Okay.
All right, two more. Lindsay, you need them both to catch me.
All right. Spell forwards, I am what you do every day. But spell backwards, I am something you hate. Forwards, I'm something you do every day. But spell backwards, I am something you hate.
Okay.
What do you do every day as you guys sit here? What are you doing? You are doing
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Oh.
Live?
Yes, live.
Okay.
Oh.
Backwards
Lindsay,
is evil.
If you get this, we go to overtime. If anybody else gets it,
dun, dun, dun.
Here we go.
What belongs to you, but everybody uses it?
Momo. Air.
No.
Oh, I know.
Lindsay.
It's your name.
Yes, your name.
Okay, so this one will decide it. Mike, this is just between me and Lindsay.
Okay. On a ship, what do you throw out when you want to use it, but take in when you don't want to use it?
I know this one. I watch Below Deck.
John.
It's the anchor.
Yes, the anchor.
Ah, come on, man.
Very good, Lindsay.
I almost said buoy, and then he jumped in.
So that,
dang it.
Because that's worth two, it jumps me up to three, and I'm right back in the race. Okay.
John, you're a contender now.
Yeah, but tomorrow it's Lindsay's game. All right. Hey, Lindsay, did you tell a lie?
I did.
Okay, So quick. Momo, do you have a guess?
I got a guess. I don't think your brother's middle name.
Okay.
The whole long story.
That was my guess.
Nope.
Oh no. No. I got a guess too. And then if I don't get it, you just tell us what it is. Okay.
I'll tell you at the end.
I think you did RS. I think you made up the whole RSVP to your brother's wedding thing. I think that was all BS. Is that the lie?
Michael, do you want to take a guess?
Your middle name's not Nicole.
You guys are all wrong.
Huh?
What was it?
My lie was that my grandpa's name is Spurgeon.
Oh, very good.
That was, weird.
Yeah.
That was
wow,
good.
Oh, that's right. That'd have been too weird.
Jorge, who's coming up next?
Kirk and Cap.
All right. It is Scott Kaplan and Kirk Morrison from here on out. Talk to you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.